Constant transcendence. We have this silly flaw of believing most things, and this really small curse of underestimating ourselves. I don't know why, but here is how to get rid of both. Above all human beings are infinite and mighty and a lot smarter than they will ever know. Infinity means that only liars fall to pieces. Healthy humans that follow their curiosity have no reason to fall apart. They love life. So as long as we are authentic, we are mighty. Who could possibly lose their strength in the middle of their beautiful journey? And the reason why many people are easily tricked into thinking that they are not smart is because they've been taught falsehoods, or things were kept from them, or warped for them. Plus, even when a person isn't misled, they may imagine smarts, intelligence, intellect, the brains, as an object that one must carry around and have ready at all times. They forget there is this thing called learning. To make things simple, I would redefine intelligence as ability to learn things that we want to know. We learn about things that we are passionate about so quickly that it almost doesn't matter what we know before we learn them. The silly flaw is that we accept almost everything almost without question. It is probably how liars get around. It certainly is the road that cults travel. The first thing that we should learn in science class is question everything. It is just two words, a wisdom reduced to scientific perfection by scientific minds. And I know that there are real professors out there that make questioning into homework and ask the students to make a short list of all the things they questioned just to entertain themselves. And there is always that student that picks one of the big religions and goes, "If an international business can be built on foundation of fantasy, war, and torture, why should we take smaller organizations, like this institution, for example, for granted?" And the professor walks up to her, bows, and hands her a freaking iPad or something. But you get the point. Our flaw is fixed by two words. Question everything. Question grades. Question poverty. Question wars. Question politicians. And while you're at it, ask yourself if there's anything other than war, weapons, and disease that has ever enriched a nation. That is an important question for this century. This century will be the beginning of us rebuilding how a human life should be lived. Even companies that profit from violating people's privacy, even if the users have signed it all away, will get it. This kind of feeding on unsuspecting users that just want to share some photos will unravel even the biggest companies. Stuff like weapons manufacturing, even if they proclaim to have merely followed orders, will all come undone. We are just learning more. People are growing up more informed. All the political pretenders and liars, the multi-faced leaders, are exposed today. They count on noise and ignorance. But that only exists in their own heads. Question everything. And then there's this small curse, which is that we are somehow cursed to underestimate ourselves. No one ever feels as smart as they really are. As beautiful as they truly are, here the solution is somewhat more complex, though it is still a two-word thing. And the two words that you have to remember here are beautiful opposite. Because we have to find the beautiful opposite of what we suspect is this terrible thing that we have that we can't ever fix and everybody else can, but we can't ever, whatever it is. And this is tough because, for example, if someone swears they are ugly, not only do they have to identify that this is them underestimating themselves, but they have to do the beautiful opposite. It is all different for all. If a heavy person feels ugly, then they have to realize they have lived for decades while wearing a weight vest, something that bodybuilders can only dream of. Meaning that when they finally find their beauty and slow down with exercise, they will also be extremely muscular. And more importantly, not only do they become beautiful bodybuilders, but also add 50 years to their life, if not more. And they will have a natural instinct to walk the Appalachian Trail, something that people who aren't overweight have to really work on. Some may become adventurers that prefer smaller trails with more curiosities on them. Others may take to ripping all their kitchen appliances out with great fanfare and triumph and start dancing to hip-hop, maybe. Question everything and beautiful opposite are the cure for our troubles. In my experience, question everything sends us drifting towards beautifully narrated books, and beautiful opposite actually sends us on adventures. So in this way, this flaw of indoctrination and curse of underestimation is a kind of a launch pad for greater things. So as long as we remember those four words, we are neither flawed nor cursed. And what is more, we are well on our way towards great adventures and the constant transcendence of our limits onward to becoming great beings.